that if hospitals don't deliver on their targets, services will be given to others, and that can only mean to the private sector. If you look at Letterkenny, you know, our major hospital in the county, they have been starved of resources and staff for years now. And then they put in place these targets where hospitals are fined, even though they've been facing these cutbacks, ludicrous situation. And what we see in the draft programme for government is the long-term agenda of parties like Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, which has been to hand our health services over to the private sector. And Sinn Féin are saying, we will reject this vigorously, fight it vigorously, and fight for proper investment in our health services.
What implications will this have for both staff and indeed patients, not just here in Letterkenny University Hospital, but further afield?
Well, if we look at internationally, wherever you hand your health services over to the private sector, it is run for profit. And the people who lose out particularly are those on lower incomes or those who can't afford health insurance. And they are squeezed out. What we need in Ireland is a health service that's based on need. For example, in Donegal, we have over 15,000 people on waiting lists. Sometimes they're cancer patients, people who are in agony, waiting long periods of time just for a consultation with a consultant and for vital operations. That's a service that we have allowed to happen in Ireland due to underinvestment. What we do not need is to hand our health services fully over to the private sector. We do not need an American-type health service here in Ireland.